Welcome back to Radio Boston. I'm Tiziana Deering. It is the second day of January, and as happens at the beginning of every calendar year, thousands of Greater Bostonians have resolved to get in shape. But fitness goals are not easy to stick to. Just ask the guys from YouTube's Dude Perfect.
It's way too early to work out.
Oh, dude, I'm almost out of gas.
I don't want to get stranded and have to run home. I really wanted to work out today.
I'll drive.
Oh, dude, I can't go. I gotta mow.
What? Mow? It's winter time.
We'll work out tomorrow.
Okay, so that might be a little bit of an exaggeration, but a lot of things keep us either out of the gym or even off the yoga mat in our living rooms. Everything from, I feel out of place, I don't know how to act in the gym, I don't know where to start, I don't know what works for me. So we have brought in two people to help coach us all on both making and achieving fitness goals this year. With us here in Studio 2 is Steve McGuire, General Manager and Personal Trainer at Gym at Brookline. Thanks for coming in, Steve.
Thank you so much.
And Kayla Galvin, Yoga Instructor at Burn Fitness in the Back Bay. Kayla, thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me.
And we want you to join us in Studio 2 as well. Is fitness on your list of goals for the new year? How do you start? Do you know what to do? Do you know where to go or what will meet your personal needs? Call us, 1-800-423-8255. That's 1-800-423-TALK. And you can ask Steve and Kayla some questions. So let's jump right in. I taught fitness as a kind of a hobby for 20 years. And one of the things that I noticed is that the gym looks very different in the first 2 weeks of January than at any other time. What is different about it, Kayla?
Well, actually, I went to the gym this morning, and it didn't seem much busier yet. I think next week you'll really see a pickup. But yeah, I mean, a lot of people make their New Year's resolutions to get into shape, start eating better, go to the gym. But it's hard to stick with those sometimes. I think a lot of people, they're doing great for a couple of weeks, and then they get frustrated with themselves if they miss a few days. Like maybe they have a busy week at work or a lot of social engagements, and they kind of fall off the wagon, and then they just stop cold turkey instead of being forgiving of themselves and continuing to go. Some people think it's all or nothing.
Kind of all in or
yeah.
nothing. Steve, I see you nodding. Is that your experience as well? And if so, why does that happen to people?
I think a lot of it is people come in with expectations that are way too high. They come in thinking right off the bat that they're going to be ripped and shredded or they're going to lose 20 pounds really quickly, and they don't develop the right habits right off the bat. So what ends up happening is they don't see any results, and they figure, you know, I've been here a couple times, nothing's happening, I'm going to go home, or I don't really know what I'm doing. I feel awkward, I feel out of place. It's not a really comfortable place to be if you're out of place, so you want to go home and be somewhere where you're more comfortable, mm-hmm. so they fall off.
Caleb, the minute Steve said, people say that I don't feel comfortable, you nodded. Why did your head snap up there?
Yeah, I mean, because it is an uncomfortable thing if you're new to working out, and I think that kind of turns people away too, but it's just kind of realizing no one's looking at you, and like everyone's so focused on themselves. Just
everyone is as painfully insecure as you are.
100%.
Yeah. No one's looking at you. Just keep at it.
And keep at it.
Yeah.
So let's take a couple of calls. 1-800-423-8255. That's 1-800-423-TALK. People got on the line right away. So let's take a call. Kyle from Saugus. What do you want to ask our panelists, Kyle?
Hi there, guys. I'm calling because I feel like I'm not really worried about the gym stuff, but I'm looking for something I can do at home. And it's less about the amount of resources and more about finding the right one. And I was wondering if anyone had any ideas of, like, a website that is a good go-to website. So I know there's hundreds of websites, but is there, like, a good website I could go to after work today, click back and legs or arms and stomach, and get a basic workout that I feel is a good workout?
It's a great question, Kyle. Steve?
It's a fantastic question. The issue with a lot of things that are online that are quick fixes, they're not really personalized to you. So there's websites out there. If you could just Google back and arm exercise, you're going to find a million videos. You're going to find a million things. You want to have a conversation with somebody that can program for you online. If you're looking for a program, you want someone to meet you, see what you can do, see what you're capable of before they send you off on your own. There's a lot of places you can go to, websites like T-Nation. There's a place where you can just read articles and figure out, you know, what's the best back exercise for my body type, things like that. But if you want to talk about, you know, personalized programming, you're going to want to reach out to a professional, not just trust online resources.
Kayla, is the same true in the world of yoga?
For yoga, there's a lot of instructors actually put their classes online, and those are great. And yoga in general isn't unless you do a a personal yoga session. Yoga in general isn't personalized, so if you go online and find any yoga class, you'd be good with that. And there's a lot of great Boston instructors that have that offer their classes online.
All right, so let's backtrack for a minute and let's begin with appropriate fitness goals. All right, how should a person set out to set fitness goals? What should they have in mind, Steve?
I think it's fantastic for a person to set small victory goals. The first week you come in, your goal should be, I'm coming to the gym this week 3 times. Anything above that, you lead yourself to a potential disappointment and you're going to fall off.
So you really are saying, that's not an example, you're saying 3 times is a good number.
3 times. Even if it's 2 times, it's still a good number. You came to the gym, you won. And setting realistic goals. You know, you're not going to lose 20 pounds in the first month. And you got to realize that this is a journey. It is a fitness journey. You got to fall in love with that journey because that finish line is always going to get pushed back. You're going to achieve something. You're going to want something else. Keep pushing the goal back and fall in love with the process.
Kayla, what about a listener who might say, exercise hurts. I will never be in love with that process. Does that have to be the case?
You don't have to be in love with it. But I think my advice would be to just try a bunch of different exercises, a bunch of different classes, try yoga, try metabolic conditioning, try just going to the gym and going on the treadmill, try boxing. Just give everything a shot before you say, I don't like exercise, because chances are you're going to like one of those things. And actually, that should be your goal, to find an exercise that you somewhat enjoy and then stick with that.
Is it your experience that when people enjoy fitness, they do it more or they stick with it longer?
Definitely. Yeah.
Steve, you're nodding too.
1,000%. Yeah.
Go 1-800-423-8255. That's 1-800-423-TALK. To join the conversation, you have coaches here in the room. Ask your questions. This is the perfect time. What are your fitness goals for this year? What questions do you have about them? Or what tips or advice do you have because you've made something work for you and you'd like to share it with other Radio Boston listeners? Give us a call. We've got Galen from Cambridge on the line. Galen, what do you want to share?
Hey, thanks for taking my call. I really appreciate it. I think what you mentioned about working with a professional is so important. I grew up as a really intense endurance athlete, and my sophomore year of college, shortly after the new year, I resolved that I would do something that I'd read about, which was avoid sugar. And I paired that with continuing to run really intensely with my club cross country team in college. And before I knew it, it led to a really unhealthy aspect of embracing the kind of diet and exercise culture. And the New Year's resolution went downhill really quickly. And I can see kind of the flip side of that for people who might think that, oh, you know, my body's not perfect. All these other people around me are engaging in these new lose weight activities at the New Year. And I developed a really serious eating disorder, and it took me years to come to terms with and work to recover from. So I hope that whoever does any sort of activity as part of a New Year's resolution does it with the right goals in mind and that they're really careful.
Galen, I really appreciate you taking the time to share with other listeners your experience. I'm glad that you're past that now. I do want to say, if you feel that you are struggling with an eating disorder, you can call the NIDA helpline. That number is 1-800-931-2237. That's 1-800-931-2237 for the National Eating Disorders Association. Steve, what is the healthy relationship with fitness in an average person's life?
That's a fantastic question. It doesn't have to be anything, you know, crash diet-esque. You just want to come in and enjoy yourself. You know, I heard a really good piece of advice one time in terms of dieting. It's more doesn't taste better. So instead of just saying, I'm not going to eat any food, just eat a little bit less. It doesn't have to be this huge commitment. It's just little steps in the right direction. Fitness should be something that is enjoyable. It shouldn't be something that you punish yourself with. It should be a cohesive relationship where you enjoy yourself in the gym and gain strength and gain confidence, as opposed to using it as a means to punish yourself for something.
And Kayla, what are some of the healthy body image messages that people who are beginning fitness or rediscovering fitness, or maybe have always been a part of the fitness community, which in many times past has had very negative images and negative messages, what are some of those healthy messages for people to hold on to?
I think the first step is just being grateful that you have a body that's able to go to the gym, and just appreciating that you're able to do these small feats, and not comparing yourself to other people in the gym, because everybody has their insecurities, everybody has their hangups. Like, if you, like, you might look at somebody and think that because they're in like great shape, they're super happy with themselves. Like, you don't know that. So just, it's all about being happy with yourself and appreciating your body for what it is and not making comparisons.
So let's take another call. The lines are filling up quickly. We've got Frank from Needham on the line. Hey there, Frank, what's on your mind?
Hi. So my question for your you and your guest is, talk about culture. All my life, I walked into a gym and I could describe the culture in two words. Alone together.
Frank, I lost you for just a second. What were your two words that describe the culture?
Alone together. You have your headphones in, and I have mine, and you're on your machine, and I'm on my machine, and I have no idea who you are or what you're doing, and the same's true for you. And then 3 years ago, at the age of, and I hate to admit this, but at the age of 60, I walked into a CrossFit gym and discovered something extraordinary, that there is a culture. That people know each other's name, and there's an instructor, and people cheer for each other. It's positively infectious. Mm-hmm. It makes you want to go.
So, Frank, you bring up a really important point, which is both cultures of different kinds of gyms, and they do vary greatly. I know what to do in a weight gym. I would not know what to do in a spinning class because it's not what I do. But also that people gain community or can from fitness. Talk about that a little bit, Steve.
I think, first of all, CrossFit really redefined what working out is. It's definitely cultural. Everybody loves it. Everybody has a camaraderie there. The culture in most gyms are people are there for themselves, and it really leads to people who are trying the gym for the first time to feel very isolated. So I think it's really important as New Year's resolutioners come into your gym to take a moment to realize who these people are now and where you're at. You want all those people to have the gym like you have the gym. You have this wonderful life. You love the gym. It treats you well. Why wouldn't you want that for somebody who's new in the gym?
So how can you welcome people and make them feel more comfortable when they're new to the gym community?
If you've been going to the same gym for 5 years, you know a new face. You see new people. Take your headphones off. Go give somebody a fist bump. Introduce yourself. If you're there at the same time every day during the week, introduce yourself. Let them work out with you. Even if you don't work out together, know the person's name. Let them feel welcome. If they're doing something that's incorrect, let them know in a really nice way that it's incorrect and fix their form, because they'd rather know they're doing it wrong than do it wrong for months on end and not be told.
Kayla, do you agree with that? And what other tips would you share?
I think just smile at people at the gym. Mm-hmm. Burn has kind of a different community, too. It's more similar to CrossFit. Their classes of about 20 people. Has a really tight-knit community. Everybody knows each other. Like, there's a group of guys who go to my yoga class, and they go out for coffee after every week. It's just, it has that feel, which is really nice if that's what you're looking for. But yeah, in a general gym, just smile if you've seen somebody that looks new.
And what about, I can hear, they're not even on the phones and I can hear them, the women saying it is different for women in a gym. And I'm not sure I want a guy to take his headphones off and just walk up to me and start talking to me because I don't always feel safe. So how do we think about women and men or anybody who's having an experience of feeling like they don't want to be approached in any way other than I'm working out?
That's why my advice was just to smile instead of go up to somebody and start a conversation. You'll learn quickly whether or not they want more by what they do, by how they react to that small gesture.
So a little bit of friendliness of people will let you know if what they're looking for is community or advice or guidance.
Yeah.
Great. Let's take another call. We've got Cara from Chelmsford. Cara, it looks like you're looking for some advice, so go right ahead.
Yeah, I had a serious back injury, low back injury, about 15 years ago, and it keeps getting re-injured. The last one was about 5 years ago. I've just, in the last 2 months, not had any pain, so I want to get back into something. I have no core strength whatsoever. Balance is going just down the tubes, and I don't even know where to start. I can't afford a gym. And I don't have a lot of space at home.
So, Cara, you've given us so many great questions that I'm going to turn to Steve first on this. But quickly, 1-800-423-8255. That's 1-800-423-TALK if you also want to join the conversation. So here's somebody who needs to start from scratch, is looking to build strength, and can't afford a gym.
Yeah.
So how does one start?
The best place to start in that situation is to buy bands. So rubber bands, the big workout exercise bands are going to be your best
describe
friend.
Describe those, because rubber band is the thing that goes around my newspaper.
So our workout bands is essentially a tube. It has handles on either end. Some of them are just a big loop, but you can tie it off to, I mean, if you have any poles in your house that you can tie it to, there's a lot of very good band exercises that are quick, easy, and can help you gain core strength back in a very limited amount of space. There's exercises called a Pal-Off press that I would highly suggest you do if you have back issues and you need core strength back. Focus on not doing six-pack abs. Six-pack abs don't really lend to good posture or to strength. They're there for more looking good. So you want to work on big core muscles that are support your back and support your hips and all that good stuff.
What else, Kayla?
If you have lower back injury, a lot of that is caused from having weak core, tight hips. So I would really focus on core work, and again, not on trying to get a six pack core, but more functional core work, which you can find on YouTube. And hip flexibility yoga is great. There's plenty of yoga classes on YouTube that you can find as well. You can power walk that, and ultimately start jogging. There's a lot you can do on a budget for working out.
I think I also want to ask, how does one know the difference between good pain and bad pain, especially if a person's working out at home and they don't have anybody to guide them through that? Can you talk a little bit about that, Steve?
Yeah, that's a very important question to know. So good pain. Good pain is going to be muscle soreness. Bad pain is going to be joint and at your connections of your muscle. So when your bicep connects in front of your elbow and at the shoulder, if you feel really intense pain there, you might be in a little bit of trouble. But if you feel, some soreness and tenderness in the middle of the muscle, you're probably better off. It's going to be just soreness from working out.
1-800-423-8255 to join the conversation. Kim's on the line from Holliston. What's your question, Kim?
Hi. My question is, the debate we have in our house all the time is eating before or after a workout. What's better? What's recommended? How much time would you give on one end or the other? Thank you.
Kayla, you were smiling, so I'll go to you first.
I like to just have a banana and a cup of coffee before I work out, and then after I'll have a bigger breakfast.
Now, Kayla, is there a nutritional dimension to why you said those two particular foods, or are those just things you like to eat before you work out?
Those are just things I like to eat, but I mean, potassium's good. It's good to have potassium. Coffee just wakes me up.
Me too.
Yeah.
Every day.
Yeah.
How about you, Steve?
So I think it's really important to understand how your body works after an exercise. So the sympathetic nervous system, the fight or flight system, gets kicked on while you work out. It's not really conducive to digestion. What we want to go is into our parasympathetic nervous system, which is our rest and digest. So as soon as you're done working out, don't have a giant meal right when you're done. Your body's not going to want that. Have a nice moderate meal before you work out, and then give yourself 30, 40 minutes after your exercise to get a meal in your system.
Excellent. All right. Now, one other question that I want to make sure that we get to is the question of how to know what types of exercise are right for you and your body. And I'm assuming that depends on body, past experience, age. I know for women, as women get older, it's important for us to develop some strength training because of bone density. Mm-hmm. How does one know? I mean, there's HIIT, there's spinning, there's bar, there's traditional weightlifting. How do you know what's right for you? Kayla, let's start with you.
Just trying different classes. I mean, if you have a predisposition that say HIIT's not going to work for you because you have like a back injury or something.
HIIT's high intensity interval training.
Yeah,
is that right?
Yeah. Like if you know something like that's not going to work for you because of some predisposition, then don't do it. But if you're otherwise a healthy person, give everything a try and see how it makes your body feel. See how you feel after, and stick with the ones that you like.
And Steve, are there any particular combinations that are effective for the average person?
Yeah, I think just general strength training. Everybody needs some musculature to support joints. I think that's a fantastic way to get started. High intensity stuff is a great way to couple with weight training to lose some weight. But I think the best suggestion I can give is to consult somebody who knows more than you. You don't know how you move in space, you just move in space. Let somebody observe you. Most gyms offer consultations. We offer a consultation where you can spend 70 minutes with a personal trainer and actually be viewed and tell them your history and tell them, oh, I had this back injury 10 years ago and it still bothers me. And let them see how you move and suggest some things for you.
All right, I'm going to try to grab one more quick call. We've got Bernice from Watertown. Go ahead, Bernice.
Hello. I wanted to ask your guests, I like to work out at home first thing in the morning after I've gotten up. I do have a cup of coffee, but I like to have nice long workouts of a couple hours that I really get into and enjoy. but my blood sugar gets really low or I get really hungry. Is there anything other than orange juice or high sugar things that I can drink that'll give me a quick fix?
Perfect. Steve, what do you got?
There's a variety of protein shakes that you can have midway through a workout. It's something I've always done. I have long workouts too, and that hunger that hits midway is going to really ruin a workout. So some proteins have a little bit less sugar. They might not have any, but you can have something not super filling midway through your workout, something high in protein, to keep you going along the way.
Okay, Kayla, so we know from the research that somewhere in the first quarter of the year, often still in January, people who have made new resolutions to get fit, those start to drop off. So what's your top piece of advice for people to sort of sustain their aspirations towards being a healthier you in the longer term?
So we've touched upon a lot of this. Make realistic goals and don't give up on yourself if you fall off the wagon. Keep at it.
Excellent. And yeah. Steve, how about you?
Make it a part of your weekly routine. As soon as it becomes part of your routine, it's part of your life. So be consistent.
All right. Steve McGuire, General Manager and Personal Trainer at Gym at Brookline. Thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you so much.
And Kayla Galvin, Yoga Instructor at Burn Fitness in the Back Bay. Kayla, thank you for being here.
Thank you.
Hey, thanks for those calls. And stay with us. Coming up, how does Greta Gerwig's new adaptation of Little Women measure up? We're going to take your calls. I'm Tiziana Deering. This is Radio Boston.